Hey, welcome to Lesson 1, Understanding Authority and Submission, Part 1. So we're two-parters here on this one. Early in my ministry, I read a leadership book by Robert J. Clinton called The Making of a Leader. And I don't remember the exact quote by him, but Clinton wrote something to the effect of, if you have an issue submitting to authority, you'll probably find yourself working under someone you have a hard time submitting to. And he spent a lot of time in that book talking about how learning to submit to authority is really crucial to becoming an effective leader. Unfortunately, though, I didn't quite grasp that by reading it. I had to learn it the hard way. At the time, I was young in ministry, and I was working under a senior pastor who I really judged as not a good leader. In fact, I thought he was detrimental to our church. So I started to kind of push against him, and some of the elders actually kind of agreed with me. And looking back at that situation and looking back at it now, I just cringe at really the potential disaster that could have caused for that church. Eventually, the district superintendent of my denomination came in. He yanked my chain. And thankfully, though, he had mercy on me, and God had mercy on me. They allowed me to stay there, but I had to learn a tough lesson and learn it the hard way. And here's the thing. That pastor wasn't a super strong leader, and he definitely didn't lead like I thought he should. But regardless of any of that, he was God's man for that church. And he was appointed to that place of authority, and he was accountable to God for leading that church and not me. My job was to follow his leadership and support him. So it was a really, really painful lesson for me to learn, but an important one. And if that experience can help save you and your worship ministry and even your church some potential heartache in this area, then hey, it was definitely worth it. And I say that because the worship ministry, I believe, is a ripe breeding ground for unhealthy conflict, for disunity, and even for the undermining of leadership. You know, and if people who are leading the worship of our church are dealing with this stuff, then that doesn't really bode well for the entire church. So let's go ahead and talk about what the scriptures have to say about authority. Now, just to give you an overview, the scriptures tell us that we need to submit to God, that we need to submit to governmental authorities, that we need to submit to church leadership, that we need to submit within marriage, and that we even need to practice this general submissiveness of all Christians to one another. So this class can't be and is not an in-depth study on all this authority and submission. I'm just giving you some basic truths with some guidelines to follow for these truths. So let's go ahead and look at a few areas of submission just real briefly. And the first one has to be submission to God. James 4 tells us this, submit yourselves then to God. So this is the beginning, the absolute foundation. If we aren't submitted to God, we are always going to struggle submitting to the authority He's delegated over us. We also are called to submit to governmental authorities. In the first part of Romans 13, it tells us that all authority comes from God. Let me go ahead and read that to you. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. All right, so let's face it. We tend to tear down the political leaders we don't like or agree with, right? But we're called clearly in Scripture to pray for them. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, Paul says this, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And I believe it's all connected. If we choose to disrespect our governmental authorities, that's going to pour over into how we treat our spiritual leaders. And I think we see that happening clearly in the American culture that I'm in, and North America and other countries as well. But we distrust and we disrespect church leadership. But the Bible is really clear on this, that we are to submit to church leadership. Hebrews 13 tells us this, obey your spiritual leaders. Do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. Now, I'll admit it, this is a hot button issue. We've all seen examples of like people following cult-like leaders, and then those are extreme examples. But we've also seen less extreme examples and very real examples of people who experience spiritual abuse from church leadership. So let me say two things here. First, this scripture doesn't mean you should lie down and take spiritual abuse. It does not. Nor does it mean you never question your leaders. We'll be talking about in the next lesson how to confront issues with your leaders. But here's the big issue. Just because we can point to examples of people being hurt by submission to church authority doesn't mean that we can ignore God's word on submitting to authority. That's tough. You know, and it's not just commanded there in Hebrews 13, but we see in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we're encouraged by Paul to honor our spiritual leaders. So let's talk about why we're to submit to authority. I think there's many reasons why God wants us to submit to His authority and the authority that He's delegated over us. But I just want to look at three reasons. The first reason God wants us to submit to His authority is this. Authority is a part of ordaining His purposes, okay? So an example of this would be to look back at Pharaoh at the time when Moses was called to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Nobody had remembered Joseph and the promise that had been made to him and to his brothers to live there. And so Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and so which allowed God to show His power and ultimately for the Egyptians to want to get rid of the people and even send them away with riches. Had Moses and the Israelites not submitted to Pharaoh's authority and just tried to leave, Pharaoh would have just crushed him. But God used Pharaoh to accomplish what He wanted, to free the Israelites and have them leave Egypt with the Egyptians' wealth. So that's pretty cool. So God ordains His purposes through those He's appointed to authority, whether they think that they're a part of that or not. Now, another reason why God wants us to submit to His authority is because we find blessing and protection under authority. 1 Timothy 2 says this, I urge you first of all that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So when we disrespect authority, we are essentially inviting discord into our lives. And so think about the fact that we refer to our spiritual leaders as shepherds. You know, when the sheep stay under the watch of the good shepherd, they find protection and they find care. And that's what God wants for us. Authority is for our good. Now, the third reason we need to submit to authority is that it helps us develop godly character when we submit. Paul tells Titus in chapter 2 that he has the authority to correct when necessary. So our spiritual leaders can help correct us when we submit to their godly leadership. Then it helps produce the qualities of Jesus in us. And not only that, but just the act of submitting when we don't want to, but we know it's right, that produces in us godly character. So let's get practical here. What does submission and authority on the worship team look like? Well, let's start with what it doesn't look like. Respect and submission to leadership does not mean that you're blindly following the leader's decisions. It also doesn't mean that you never question leadership. You just have to learn to do it the right way. Now, submitting to leadership also doesn't mean that you're never involved in the decision-making process. A good leader invites those under their authority to help make decisions, but the leader, they have to own their decisions and they have to stand behind them, so really he or she has to have that final say. Now, respect and submission to leadership does not mean also that you're less smart, you're less talented, you're less godly, or you're less important than the person you're submitting to. And finally, respect and submission to leadership, especially in the worship team, does not mean submitting when it clearly involves sin, okay? So if your worship leader, if their plan to raise money for a new sound system involves selling drugs, stealing cars, or embezzling money from the church, I wouldn't go along with it. I'm just saying, just be warned. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about what respect and submission to leadership on your worship ministry looks like. All right, so as a worship team member, you need to support the vision and the direction of your worship ministry leader. You and I, we might not agree with every detail of it, but here's the thing, and let's be honest here, we're not children. We don't need to have our own way all the time. So even if you think that it should be going a different way, get behind the vision and the direction that your leader is taking your team, and really you're gonna have an easier time to help influence the direction of the ministry when you're working alongside them versus when you're butting heads with him or her. Another way we can show we are under authority is this. We have a bias to defer to the judgment of authority. Now, what does that mean? It means that we have a bias, or we tend to want to be people who lean towards trusting the leadership that God has placed over us and go along with their final decisions. Now, again, that doesn't mean we can't ask questions the right way, and it also doesn't mean that we have to, do anything that requires sinfulness. But people who are under God's authority need to learn to extend trust to those in leadership above them. Let me say that again. People who are under God's authority need to learn to extend trust to those in leadership above them. All right, let's go on to the next one. Healthy submission to authority also involves, number three, publicly praising and supporting your leader while privately confronting them. All right, so be supportive of your leader and their decisions. And when you find yourself questioning a decision or something by the leader, do everything you can to talk with them in private. They will appreciate that versus you trying to argue with them in front of other team members. That's the quickest way to shut your leader down. All right, another sign of submitting and respecting the leader above us is this. Number four, we accept their final decisions when we have questioned them. Again, nothing in life goes the way we want it to. And you and I need to recognize that our team leader, their decision could likely be based on information that we don't know about and we can't know about because it might be a confidential situation. So we have to put trust in that gap when we don't fully get why our leader is making a decision. Another way, and sometimes very difficult way, to submit to the authority of the worship ministry is this, is to follow the expectations and guidelines of the team, like scheduling. Are you blocking your dates? Are you covering when you have to call off? Preparation, are you preparing like you should? Practicing, showing up to rehearsals? Are you showing up on time? Are you coming to church when it's not your scheduled Sunday and you're not treating the worship team like a gig? So that's the thing we also need to do, is to submit to authority means to follow the guidelines that they lay out for us. Now, another sign of respecting those in authority above us is this: we pray for them. Your leaders have a huge responsibility, and they're accountable to God for leading you. Remember what 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, "I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority." So after the writer of Hebrews calls us to obey our spiritual leaders in chapter 13 of the book of Hebrews, he then tells the recipients of his letter to pray for him. And the commentator, Matthew Henry, made an interesting statement. He said this, "The more earnestly the people pray for their ministers, the more benefit they may expect from their ministry." So if you want to see your worship ministry flourish, pray for your leader. And if you want to be able to submit to them better, pray for them. All right, so I think that's a great place to wrap up lesson one on authority and submission. And when we come back in the next lesson, we're going to go ahead and talk about what the opposite of submission looks like, and that's rebellion. So we'll see you there.